Win $1,000 now. Text the word SHOES, S-H-O-E-S, to 45495 and get a confirmation text. Standard message and data rates apply. That's SHOES to 45495.
Time for Tough Trivia. Chance for you to be dubbed the smartest man in the universe. Plus, we're going to hook you up with passes to go to the Auto Expo, which is happening this weekend.
Go check out all the new rides. Over 150 different types of cars there.
Here's the deal. You got to get the question right. And today's question, I don't know if you heard this or not, but they're going to be, the NFL Network is going to be replaying Super Bowl I.
The very first one that started it all.
They're going to, from over a dozen different sources, they're piecing together footage that has been lost, taped over. Like, the footage was never complete.
No.
They didn't really think about saving stuff back then because...
It really wasn't a thing then. It was the first Super Bowl. They didn't know what was going to become one of the biggest things on the planet.
So, our question for you guys this morning is, with them replaying it this Friday...
on the NFL Network.
Who were the two teams involved in Super Bowl I? Anybody know? Anyone got a guess? Which two teams were there that started it all? Super Bowl I. Anybody know? 470-570-670. Rock, good luck.
Traffic from the Big Oat EDU.
Time for Tough Trivia, brought to you by Strong Volkswagen. Who was in the first ever Super Bowl? Anyone got a guess?
Good morning. I'm going with the Colts and Green Bay.
Kansas City. Hey, good morning. So, what were the first two teams to play in the Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers and Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes!
That's it right there. And for bonus points and our undying love and affection, do you know who won?
I want to say the Packers. I don't remember for sure.
Yes.
You got it.
35-10. They pulled it out. It was clutch. What's your name, man?
Dan.
Dan, you're the smartest man in the universe.
Thanks for recognizing.
Now, Dan, are you going to watch the first ever Super Bowl?
Yeah, if they're going to replay it, I might check it out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I may not stick around to the end because I already know how it turns out, but I think it'll be cool. It's a piece of history.
Yeah, for sure.
Rock 106.7. Man up.
Monster Jam passes. We've got a 4-pack, and they even come with pit passes, so you get to go down and hang out with the guys and women of the show. There's going to be side-by-sides, there's going to be ATVs, and there's going to be the big monster truck. So
it's going to be a load of fun.
It's a good time. It's a good time had. Caller number 10 right now. You're off to the show. Hello, hello, hello.
How's it going?
I'm good, brother. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, you're going to Monster Jam.
Oh, thank you very much. My son is going to love that.
Oh, he's going to have a blast. And we're giving you 4 tickets so you can bring either other family members or some of his friends with him.
Oh, so awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. It's going to be a party at Monster Jam.
Oh, yeah. Big party. Thank you.
All right. Do you remember last year we were talking about that scam where they would hack people's cameras on their phones and catch dudes doing
gentleman's time? That's what I'm going to call it. It makes it sound classier than what you're actually doing.
You're watching porn on your phone, man.
Yeah, and
they record you and they blackmail you. Well, now it's gotten even more sophisticated. Now women have taken to Facebook. And they go out there, and they're these hot girls, and they friend you on Facebook, and then they start live chatting with you, and then they start sending you movies and live streaming.
And you think this is the best day of your life.
No, because they send a little hack to your computer while they're doing it, and then they get control of your laptop computer, the camera.
Yeah.
And now their video, now they start rolling camera on you while you are
spanking it. And then they blackmail you that they're saying they're going to release it to the rest of the world. And nobody wants that video out there.
And they hit you up for a couple grand.
Oh, it's so shady.
It's a scam. It sounds too good to be true. It sounds like something Brooke and I made up, but it's not. It's 100% real.
And also, guys, I want to let you know, the odds of that person being an actual hot chick or even a woman, slim to none. That's just some dude in his mom's basement taking your money.
So be careful if all of a sudden an attractive young lady seems to hit you up on the Facebook Messenger. It's chances are. Oh, by the way, this is popular with my wife and all the people she works with. They all have a piece of paper and tape over the camera on their laptops.
So that even if somebody gets control of your machine, they can't see you.